And with the time signal, we're together on all wavelengths, 1500, 247, and VHF. And this is Jimmy Kingsbury at the news desk. There's been a car bomb explosion in London's West End tonight. It was in Albemarle Street in Mayfair, near the junction with Stafford Street. The bodies of two people were found in the car afterwards. Scotland Yard believe that the explosion was not connected with the IRA. They've cordoned off a quarter-mile area. Our reporter Ian Smith is at the scene of the explosion.
I'm standing in Stafford Street, just 20 yards away from the charred remains of a blue Volvo car which was allocated to the Syrian embassy. Still inside are the charred remains of two bodies. They're believed to be those of men, but the police are not sure yet who they are, nor whether the bomb was inside the car or under it. The explosion, which was followed by a fire, has wrecked shop fronts on both sides of the street and shattered windows in offices several stories high. Mercifully, although there were people about, no one else was injured. Just a few hundred yards away, the midnight revels around Piccadilly Circus went on with most people unaware of how close the danger was.
Ian Smith. President Carter is going to Egypt on Wednesday to see President Sadat. But it'll only be a short stopover for Mr. Carter, around 2 hours, en route from Saudi Arabia to France. It's seen as an attempt to put new life into the Middle East peace initiative. Back home, Mr. Callaghan, in a New Year message to the Labour Party, has made it plain that he doesn't want to fight a general election in 1978, but in an uncertain situation, he says, the party must be prepared for any eventuality. Records of cabinet meetings during Britain's first post-war Labour government, which have just been released, show that 1947 was something of a nightmare for the then Prime Minister, Mr. Attlee. The war had left the economy desperately weak, and then, as now, there was acute pressure to cut back on defence. In Glencoe, two climbers have been rescued after a fall. They're now in hospital at Fort William. They were picked up by helicopter. Well, that's it for the moment on our all-night Radio 2. Our next news at 3 o'clock.